Message number 61. I am present in the Eucharist despite the misinterpretation of my promise. Thursday, April 14, 2011 at 0005. My dearly beloved daughter, do not worry. You are improving in the way you are setting time aside in prayer to me. Now it is important that man understands that in order to come closer to my heart he must understand the need to receive the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist. Many people, including other Christian groups, deny my real presence in the Eucharist. Why they have decided to deny the promises I made at my Last Supper, where I promised I would give my flesh and blood as food and nourishment for your souls, is unclear. What is clear is that the miracle of the Holy Eucharist present in all tabernacles all over the world exists today and is there to fill your poor, undernourished and empty souls with my presence. This presence will strengthen you in ways that, were you to miss receiving me once you get used to this, you will feel lost. Many Christians ignore one of the most fundamental promises I made during my crucifixion, where I would be present in bread and wine and leave a permanent mark to help nourish souls. Too much human reasoning has meant that I have been rejected by even well-meaning Christians. These same Christians cannot receive the Holy Eucharist in its true form. The Most Holy Eucharist was given to you all as a great gift for your redemption and salvation. By rejecting the fact that I am present means that you are forfeiting special graces which are part of a pact to bring me even closer into your hearts. Remember, when I died for you, it was to lead you towards eternal life and salvation. Receive me as the living presence, and your souls will alight in ways you would not have believed possible. Turn back to receiving my body and blood. Let me remove your doubts. This is one of the biggest mistakes Christians have made, by denying me entry to their souls in this way. It greatly offends my eternal Father because of the sacrifice involved to save your souls. Let me bring light and nourishment into your lives. You will be more inclined to accept the truth of my teaching after the warning takes place. Remember what I promised during my Last Supper, that when you take the bread and wine, it will become for you my body and my blood. Any other interpretation has been distorted by human logic and reasoning. Now understand and accept the truth. Your loving Savior Jesus Christ. For clarification on the doctrine of transubstantiation, please refer to the message given on Friday, June 1, 2012, 08:15 p.m. When the Antichrist devours all religions, the only weapons which he will be powerless against is the Holy Mass and the transubstantiation of the bread and wine into my body and blood in the Holy Eucharist.